Hi, Royals fans. This is J.J. Piccolo. The University of Kansas Health System is the official health care provider of the Kansas City Royals. Get the major league care you deserve at kansashealthsystem.com/royals.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Stephen St. John and AP Katy with Jake Gutierrez on this Friday, August 7th, 2020. Final segment of the show, final segment of the week. Thank you so much for joining us all week long. We appreciate it. And our final guest of the week is going to be hosting the new morning show, Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. And we have Zubin Mehenti, the new host of the morning show on ESPN Radio that starts August 17th. Zubin, good morning. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having me. How you doing?
Doing very well. Thank you very much for joining us. And so let's talk about the new show, and we'll have the first hour of the new show live right here on Sports Radio 810 every morning from 5 until 6 leading into our show, and then we're hoping that you have great success. And so tell us about this show that you're going to be hosting starting on August 17th.
Should be fun. Got a number one overall pick, Keyshawn Johnson, who I'm sure a lot of your listeners know, but your younger listeners, to be honest with you, I was thinking about this the other day. You know, he's the number one overall draft pick. Next year, it'll be 25 years. Think about that for a second. So
good
I'm
God.
32, so I certainly remember him. Yeah, right. Seriously, right? I grew up in New Jersey, obviously drafted by the Jets, so I'm kind of familiar. I'm in the age range that works. But, you know, if you're a teenager, you got a teenage son or somebody that's just coming up and following sports, they just may know him from being on ESPN. They may not even remember his playing days. The Bucks certainly wouldn't remember USC, but that's somebody to think about. And then Jay Williams is number two overall pick. So I think we're kind of going to ping-pong the number one to number two angle. Jay also won the John R. Wooden Award. And, you know, he's been very open and honest about his career being truncated after just a couple years. So we got two different guys, two different eras, two different sports. He's got a little Barkley in him. That's a really high bar to set. I don't really like to say that just because Charles is so good. But Key's blunt, man. Key is blunt. He's visceral. And I think if I had to just sum it up, you know, Key is forceful, Jay is thoughtful, and I'm going to make these guys, I think, take us back to an era when they played, just from the standpoint of you or me or a lot of your audience, would love to just be in their shoes for one night, flip on that Duke jersey at an overheated Cameron Indoor Stadium. Carolina's in the house, Krzyzewski spitting spackle at you, you're at the free throw line, it's a huge spot, and how can those experiences that they've had, that all of us would love to have for one night, that they had for years, how can it translate to today's experience, the athlete, take us inside the locker room? On TV, when I did SportsCenter for 9 years, I've been doing TV for 20 years, mostly late nights here on ESPN. Visual aids on TV, we can get into all the nuances of everything. But I think radio is more about storytelling from what I'm finding. And these guys have great stories to tell, and we're going to let them tell them.
And speaking of TV, you're no stranger to the Midwest because you spent several years in Des Moines, Iowa, working as a sports anchor back from 2001 to 2005. So take us back to your days in Des Moines and tell us what that was like for you.
Yeah, I mean, Des Moines in a TV sense, I don't know what it is in the radio sense, but I think I can come up with at least one guy that I know that went from Des Moines radio to KC radio television. It's a huge, what we like to call in the business, as you guys know, not to use too much of a wonky term, insidery, but it's a big feeder market, you know? It's a market in the Midwest where a lot of people go, they gain some experience, and then when they're looking to broaden their horizons and try something else, Kansas City, Minneapolis, St. Louis, Chicago, Denver, those are the types of cities that can serve as a launching pad from Des Moines. But when I was there, it was high school football on Friday night. Cool little story. Summer of 2004, I'm sure you guys remember Drew Henson from Michigan.
And, sure.
He set the national high school home run record. I believe he had 70 home runs for Brighton, Michigan. And, you know, if you're old enough to remember Henson, like how big of a deal he was back in the day. You know, he didn't maybe pan out the way many people had thought. But in the summer of 04, when I was working in Des Moines, a kid named Jeff Clement from a town called Marshalltown, Iowa, he actually broke the national high school home run record. And we were sort of a traveling circus, everybody in the media traveling around with him from place to place because, you know, at that level, I mean, he's a third overall pick in the draft. I mean, he could hit anything. I mean, it didn't matter what was coming off the mound. He was connecting on everything. So That was fantastic. High schools were great. I know you guys have a big Friday night football scene there. And Iowa and Iowa State, I mean, I was there for, I'll tell you, right when I got there is when Iowa State started that dip. You guys might remember around 20 years ago when Fizer and Tinsley were there, Bill Self would always say, whenever they would get out of Hilton Coliseum, they would take like a deep breath. And they've had some great, great games. And as you know, Iowa State back in the Fizer-Tinsley days, those back-to-back Big 12 titles, they had a fair amount of success at Allen Fieldhouse, which most teams have not had. So I kind of got there right after it sort of ended. And Larry Eustace lasted just a few more years. He had some personal problems, and he departed. But obviously, Collison and Heinrich, Iowa boys, I remember them well. You know, Nick used to have a camp in Iowa Falls where he was from, and it was terrific to be around all of those guys. I mean, obviously, if you go back even further, Rafe was from Monona, Iowa, obviously a Jayhawk there as well. And then we had the Big Ten with the Iowa Hawkeyes. So it was terrific. I loved living in the Midwest. Best people in the world. But it's just one of those things where I moved on to Denver from there and have been in the ESPN for 9 years. And this is a totally new adventure. I'm a TV guy, and I have been for a long time. But hopefully we'll have some fun doing this. And we're looking forward to it.
So you mentioned that you've been spending a lot of time at ESPN working a lot of the late night shift. Now it's going to be a whole different ball game. Steven and Jake and I can tell you about life in the early mornings when you're watching sports late at night and then you're up early. How do you think your body clock's going to adjust?
That's going to be the biggest challenge. You know, here last night we're sitting there, you know, waiting for every West Coast baseball game to end. And we don't leave until everything's over because, as you know, once the game goes to extra innings, the further it goes, the bigger a story it becomes. So, you know, if a game goes to 15 innings and it's, you know, two of the worst teams in the bigs, it doesn't matter. A 15-inning game in an era where they want to cut games and keep people away from each other on the field, that ends up becoming a bigger story than anything. So usually sometimes after a really late night, especially on a weekend where there's all sorts of things going, as you guys know, three of the four major are going, and your team, the champs, are ready to open it up on September 10th. Usually I'm leaving at about 3 o'clock Eastern time in the morning, and to your point, I think right now I'll probably be getting up about 3 a.m. Eastern time. So that doesn't sound too appetizing in terms of trying to make the adjustment, but once we hit the air and we have the ability to really be the first word in sports on ESPN, I think it's going to be well worth it. Currently in the situation I'm in, we're probably the last word on sports on ESPN at night. So we'll just have to transition from being the last word with the adrenaline, the games going, the post-game press conferences, all the analysis, which I love, to sort of transitioning to saying, what's the first thing we should look for tonight? It'll be a challenge, but who are we kidding? We're all lucky to be talking about sports on the radio for a living, and I'll never lose sight of that.
Zubin Mehenti from ESPN is our guest, and Zubin, we apologize, but we steer every interview now towards the NFL at some point because the Chiefs are the reigning Super Bowl champs, and we have to take every opportunity to talk about it. And so who was your squad growing up? You said from New Jersey, so were you Jets or Giants?
Yeah, you'll like this. I am a Giants guy. I grew up about 40 minutes from the stadium, but the team I probably follow the closest because I worked there for 6 years is the Denver Broncos. And I remember some great Chiefs-Broncos games over the years when I worked there. And it's an amazing rivalry. I think the rest of the country doesn't realize how much enmity there is in the AFC West between those four teams. It's a little underrated, not for you guys and certainly not for me, but I wish the rest of the country would realize how big Broncos-Chiefs, Broncos-Raiders, Raiders-Chiefs. It's awesome. And I think one of the most underrated stories, we're going to talk about it on our show. We hopefully are trying to get him on as a guest. And don't worry, if you steer every conversation towards the NFL, don't worry, that's exactly what we're going to be doing as well. I think one of the most underrated stories in all of sports is Brett Veach. I know he doesn't get a lot of attention because this last Super Bowl is all about Andy and Mahomes' extension and Chris Jones, who I still don't think the casual fan really knows. I think the avid fans know how impactful he's been. Tyreek Hill, the news with Damian, all that stuff. It is sort of hidden the fact that at basically 40 years old, I mean, if this guy was in baseball, he'd be Theo Epstein. If this guy was in basketball, he would be the guy that's running the Grizzlies as a 30-year-old kid, essentially. This guy at 40 is running an NFL team. It's like Howie Roseman, right? He's like Howie Roseman. He's a younger guy, but he doesn't get the attention or the shine. I'm sure that's okay. You guys know what a great job he's done. But I definitely think maybe spotlighting the job that Veach has done this year might be a great story just because of everything they've been able to do in the offseason. He's not a guy that gets a lot of shine, but trust me, I mean, I think he's done an unbelievable job, and hopefully those are the types of stories that we'll be able to accentuate on our show and bring fans a little bit closer, especially to the Super Bowl champs.
All right, we got 30 seconds, so I'll ask you this question. Drew Lock, yep. Kansas City area kid. Has Denver found their quarterback? Are you all in on Drew Lock?
I am. They haven't made the Super Bowl, as you know, or they haven't made the playoffs since Peyton Manning retired after winning Super Bowl 50. I think he's better than Trevor Siemian, Paxton Lynch, Brandon Allen. Mark Sanchez is in training camp for 15 seconds. So they've tried all of that. He was 4-1 last year in his last five games. Competition wasn't great, but he doesn't have the thumb injury. Maybe he's your day one starter. He'll have a chance to be the day one starter this year. And for John Elway's sake, he better get it right.
Zubin, good luck with the new show. Thank you so much for joining us. Hopefully we can have you on the show again real soon.
Anytime. Give me a call. Appreciate it, guys.
We appreciate you. That's Zubin Mahanty, who is going to be co-hosting the new morning show on ESPN Radio.
Man,
with Keyshawn Johnson.
I was really liking him for a second
Jay
there.
Will. Well, you know, that's right.
I was really enjoying him.
That'll be the lead-in, Jake. You're gonna be spending every morning with him from 5 until 6 listening to
I was
to,
looking forward to it until he said he was a Broncos fan. I was like, nah.
But you should look forward to it because that's every other fan base is beneath the Chiefs right now.
That's right.
And so it's good. Like in the past, like if he would have said that while they were the reigning Super Bowl champs, Peyton Manning was like, oh, I don't want to talk about this. Like, hey, yeah, let's talk about it. What do you think about Mahomes?
I just want to know why you think
what?
Why do you think Drew Lock is the quarterback?
It's Andrew Luck, you dumbass.
Nate was a dumbass. I like Andrew Luck. What do you think?
I think they got it right with Andrew
it's
Luck.
It's Herbie Hancock. I'll be here for those kind of gems next week, baby.
Oh, boy.
Good.
I hope.
That's good.
Yeah, I hope, too.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that was it. That's all we got this week. We will talk to you on Monday, we think, on Sports Radio 810 WHB.